It is with great joy and much love that I, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, am presented with this opportunity to communicate with you in this way at this moment in time. I bring love and light and blessing from the Ascended Masters and Lady Ascended Masters of Light and Truth. I bring blessing from the realm of the violet flame from the seventh ray. I bring blessing from the realm of the archangels and from the divine. I speak to you today in order to provide illumination regarding three things: the present situation that occurs at this moment in time in regards to the invasion of Ukraine, the ramifications of the work that was done on the 22222 Gateway Day, and the efforts that people are making at this moment in time in regards to prayers and peace meditations for the world. It is important, first and foremost, to make it very clear that that which transpires at this moment in time is not something which flows in accordance with the divine will. It is not the doing of the divine. This is the doing of mankind. This is an occurrence that is manifested as a result of the free will of man. The divine has no power over the free will of man, and the divine does not have the ability to accurately predict the free will of man either. That which occurs, occurs as a result of fear. It occurs as a result of anger. It occurs as a result of prejudice. It occurs as a result of envy and jealousy. But as with all things, where there is darkness, there is light. And although there is much horror at this moment in time, although there is much pain, there is also great unity. The acts of one country, dictated by one man, to destroy another country's democracy and freedom, has prompted a unification that was much needed throughout the world. A unification that is unprecedented. An allegiance of nations who have joined together in solidarity with Ukraine to stand up against the evils that are occurring. During the pandemic, nations focused upon their needs, and although there was international support for each other, there was also a great deal of selfish focus. This was understandable, but it left the world very separated. In conjunction with other things that have occurred recently in certain parts of the world too, this created a dangerous separatism, a dangerous lack of unity and harmony and agreement and global vision. The darkness of the invasion has created the opposite of that that it was intending to create. It has forged new alliances. It has strengthened solidarity. It has focused the minds and hearts of the nations of the world onto that which is important. Peace, democracy, freedom. And this will have a great impact upon the future of the world in all areas and in all ways. Of course, this does not balance out the horror completely. It does not take away the pain or the suffering. But it may go towards ensuring that similar things might not occur again in the future. The recent numerological gateway that occurred on the 22nd of February 2022 saw many lightworkers from around the world co-joining their energies in order to pull down the light that was uniquely available to the planet at that moment in time. Many had hoped that this would assure peace and prevent escalation occurring. But of course, since then, we see now that this is not so. It would be easy then for many to feel that the efforts that were made were pointless, that that which was felt was false, that the power that was much spoken of on that day was an illusion. But this is not the case. Great work was done upon this day. And although it did not have the power to shift or change the will of one man in order to prevent the invasion from occurring, it did allow the people of Ukraine to receive power, strength, courage, love, light, which was essential in order for them to be able to continue to do that which they have needed to do, to stand up against the darkness, to shine their light, to be seen as the incredibly courageous examples that they are of the defiant power of the human spirit under onslaught, to inspire the world to recognize how one might stand up against all odds and fight for that that one believes to be true. There are, of course, other beneficial positive effects that the power of the gateway has brought to the earth, and these will be revealed in time. Powerful forces that have been set in motion that will contribute not only to the Earth's healing, but also to the Earth's evolution and ascension. But for now, it is important to note that part of that which was done, the aim of which was to prevent war and sustain peace, was not lost or wasted. Nothing is ever lost or wasted. This then brings us neatly to the actions of many at this moment in time in regards to prayers and peace meditations that are being said for the world and positive energy that is being focused on Ukraine at this time. And, of course, the positive energy that is being focused on Russia and the Kremlin. It is very important that prayers and peace meditations are maintained, are continued, that this light is focused on Ukraine and its people, the land of Ukraine, that part of the Earth Mother Spirit, the people of Russia, those who are defiant against that which is done in their name that they do not believe in, those who are brave enough to stand up, even though they know that they will be beaten down. It is important to focus light upon the Kremlin and those who lead from within it, in order that they might be inspired to see the error of their ways, to see the truth, to stop the war, to make changes. We are all divine, the brightest of us and the darkest of us. There is within us all a spark that comes from our source, from the Creator. If you cannot send light or peace to these men, then send the light to the sparks of the divine that hide inside them. Magnify them. Encourage them to grow. Let them shine out into their minds and hearts so that they might expose the darkness, encourage love, encourage peace and forgiveness and hope, encourage heroism, bravery, courage and strength. The more we pray, the more we focus our thoughts of peace, the more we meditate, the more light we send, the more that power will grow, the more it will accumulate, the more it will crystallize. If you are attempting to bend metal, you cannot aim the heat upon it for a few moments and hope that the metal will suddenly become pliable. You must apply constant heat until the molecular bonds within the metal give way and shift and change so that the metal may be reshaped. We must then apply a consistent pressure of light and peace and energy. We must apply a consistent and continuous focus of light and love and truth. This is very important. As much as it is important too to remember the people of Ukraine, to send them light and courage and strength, to remember the land of Ukraine and the Earth Mother Spirit that resides there, we must too acknowledge those who have died, those who are dying. Their spirits may be lost in the trauma of their death. They may find it difficult to find the light that will lead them back to their spiritual home. And so we must spare a thought for this too. Sending light to the spirits of the dead, that they may find their way back home. People of the world, we implore you, do not give up hope. Continue to focus the power of your light and peace and love, and know that it makes a difference. In love and peace, and light and truth, I am the Ascended Master Saint Germain, and I send to you my love.